count what I've done.
Okay.
I would like to call this meeting to order. The Story County Board of Supervisors serving as the ex officio Board of Canvassers for the city election, City of Ames. It was held this past Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. Auditor Lucy Martin. And Kevin Norris.
Yes, Deputy Kevin Norris. And then I have also from my staff, Chris Andringa in the audience, who does a lot of work.
Yes, he does.
He's carrying us like a sack of groceries through the canvas. So there were 12 provisional ballots cast in this election. 4 were accepted, 8 were rejected, and that's because voters had moved to a new precinct and did not provide the proper documentation in time to have their votes counted. So that's the law is stricter on registered voters who have moved within county, so we can expect to see a rise in provisional ballots from here on out.
How much longer does it take then for your staff to have to process those?
Well, my staff, that's the actual polling officials at the precinct, is about 4 times longer per voter.
So. Having a conversation prior to this with Kevin Norris and Chris in regards to where we were both on Tuesday night and historically, and I understand we were above trend.
Slightly above,
yeah. Yes. Not dramatically so. And it really varies from city to city. Mm-hmm. So, but Ames is a little above average, yes.
Okay, well,
couple percentage points.
Civic interest. Yeah. You got any questions?
I don't.
Well, I would ask for a motion to. Do I have to read the whole thing?
I am noting in here there are.
He can choose to read the resolution. He doesn't have to.
Thank you. That I would accept a motion to move resolution 1863.
I would move that we approve resolution number 1863 for the city of election results, city of Ames.
I would second that. All in favor, Olson.
Aye.
Chitty. Aye.
I'd also, I move that we declare the canvas complete and certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdictions.
Olson?
Aye.
Chitty? Aye. With a second by Chitty. Motion to declare the canvas complete. Well, anything else for the good of the order?
No, I'd just like to thank my staff and all my election officials, as always, for doing a good job. And we'll see you back here next Tuesday, 3 o'clock, to canvas the other 13 cities in Surrey County.
Good job. Wrapped it all up by 9:15, and I'd have to say, considering what it had been historically, that was quite good. So I think that is a true reflection on the election that was had. Congratulations to your office. I would accept a motion to declare the canvas complete and to certify the results of the election.
We didn't do that.
I already made the motion. Second.
Okay. Then I would move accept the motion for adjournment.
I move we adjourn.
Sorry. You stand adjourned. Thank you.
Hey, only yeah, there's lots to sign.
Thank you for the script. Who provided the script? Chris. Oh, thank you, Chris.
What did I say? Carrying this like a stack of groceries through the canvas.
I move that we all go to Hawaii for a week.
That's the script.
We're going to start going keeping on script.
That's good.
So, Chris.
Yes.
Why exactly your name come across my Twitter feed now, yes, related to Iowa State sports? So tell me, what is it you do?
Statistics on game day.
I don't know. That's the time where I get told the same.
Statistics, looking up various trends.
Any place else? Who's filling this in?
So.
Great, making the audio guys look good.
Yeah, basically. Sometimes I'll work on the TV broadcast.
That is cool. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, 15 years or so.
That is.
Yeah, in the old days in the news business, okay, the newsroom, okay, we used to call sports kind of a glamour or puff, you know, kind of bead, because the real hard ones were all the statistics people in the background and all the, you know, doing all the work. That's right, you know. So, but now with all the scandals.
It's like the auditor's office.
Yeah. Right. I think I said all three of them, right? Okay, I'm good. Yay. That was, Chris brought that into us, right? Okay. So, should I just keep my motion for next week and go to 1864?
It'll be 64 next week.
Okay.
I think everything else will probably be
the same. Sure thing. Right. And Tuesday, oh, Rick will be here on Tuesday.
So,
yeah.
Somebody
got it. We'll flip a coin. Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So, Austin, are you tired after all this writing and coverage?
I'm glad the election is over. I think part of it's too because they're, I had to do two in a row. So I had school board.
Right.
Kind of right in the city. So I'm not sad to see you go.
I do understand. Yeah. So when is your vacation?
Oh, I'll be taking a few days off here early December. I'm going to be, after Thanksgiving, I'll be off, I think. Like 3 days or so. I know, yeah, exactly. We actually run into the problem now of like, it happens every year, no one uses their vacation. And so now we're like, well, the end of the year is very close. And like, I still have like six vacation days and like personal days, like all days. So it's basically like.
And would you use
them by
December 31?
Yep, end of the year. I'm just not going to be able to use them all.
Open the news on Thursday.
I was always in stamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if the section address under the new laws would be exempt anymore. Or
that'd be good.
Yeah. Anyway, so I never had to worry about that. And I don't know if so believing
exempt under that one. But yeah, well, good. Try to do what you can. Okay.